You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Mason Segura, Vic Carucci wrapping it up here. And kids 7 to 12 years old can take their football game to the next level this summer at the Cleveland Browns Youth Football Camp. During this three-day camp in June at First Energy Stadium, kids will work with top high school coaches and interact with the new Browns rookies. Wow, what a great deal. It's the Cleveland Browns Youth Football Camp. Register now at clevelandbrowns.com. Hurry, space is limited. Before we go to the phone lines, got to get one tweet in here that I caught my eye. At G.I. George says, I'd like to thank the notorious VIC for staying for the last segment of the show. George, me too.
Thank you, George, for that, too. I appreciate the fact that I had one foot out the door and I got
caught. We reeled you back in.
You reeled me
in.
No, you never have to reel me in.
Let's go to Billy in North Ridgeville now. Billy, welcome to CBD.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm going to shake it up a little bit. I think Houston's going to take Bortles. I think Greg Robinson goes to St. Louis.
Okay. Mm.
And I think Bridgewater goes to Jacksonville. I think the Browns at number four are going to have a tough decision here. Clowney's going to be there, Mac and Watkins. What do they do?
Oh, wow. Well, if Clowney's there, it's going to be hard for me to envision Mike Pettine not jumping into that, jumping up and down in that room saying, got to have my defensive guy, got to have another big stud pass rusher, because I don't know that he knows or believes that he has it all set with what's already here. There's a lot of proving to do still from Paul Kruger, is there not? A lot of proving to do from Barkevious Mingo, just talked about the weight thing, is there not? Yeah, Jabal Sheard, solid and good, over, you know, dealt with some injury. He's going to want that. He's going to want Clowney if Clowney's there.
I think that's true. I also think at that point, if things got there, the bounty that could be on the table to move would be massive. And I think that would be probably the most interesting, chaotic, and wild 15 minutes of Ray Farmer's life. And I would be very curious to see what the ultimate decision would be out of that scenario. That would be absolutely fascinating. Ron in Chardon now joins us.
Hey, guys. Good show today.
Thanks, bud.
Hey, you know, please let's take a skilled player. You know, I we need to score points. I mean, how many outside linebackers do we need? I mean, if Clowney was there, I mean, of course, I'd love to trade that pick or maybe take him. But we need score points. We need a receiver, one of the quarterbacks if they really believe in him, or a trade back. But please, it's an offensive league. We need to score points.
I am with you 100%. I think that, you know, last year, the way that the Browns were constructed, which is crazy when you had a Pro Bowl tight end and wide receiver, was basically if you got decent quarterback play, you did enough to allow your defense to win the game for you, basically. And I always think it's a lot more fun, not just fun, but I think you are going to have a lot more success when you can win if either side of the ball lights it up. If your offense can handle the business, I think that puts pressure on teams. It helps your defense. I think when you have a complete football team that is good in all three phases, it can only help. I believe in this defense of Mike Pettine, Jim O'Neill, and company. I like the moves to bring in Dansby and Whitner. I think they will draft a corner to help address that need, add another linebacker. And I think they're going to be in pretty good shape there. So, yes, I'd love to see assets attached to the offensive side of the ball with a wide receiver and a quarterback in the first three picks.
I'm inclined to say that, yeah, two of the first three will be offensive players. I don't think there's any – and it could be all three, by the way. It could be all three, conceivably.
If the lineman gets in the mix. They're,
yes, including an O-lineman. Yep, because I think that's how strong they have to go to the offensive side of the ball. Do we have time for Sam in Maple Heights? Okay, Sam, what's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I think there's only one way I trade back, and that's if Clowney goes one, Matthews goes two, and then Johnny Manziel goes three. That way the Falcons can trade up with us, get Mac, and then we'll still have our choice between Robinson or Sammy Watkins. I think that's the best way for us to trade back and the only way I trade back.
Okay.
Interesting. So that's who you want. Now, the chance is clearly that you'll be able to stay at four and get one of those guys, or they both go. If they both go, though, and those are the two guys you want in the top three, Mac would be there at four, most likely, or Clowney, and you'd be able to make a trade back to six and probably still get somebody else since your two top choices would be off the board. I don't want a big trade back. I think a nice medium trade back and pick up a second would be just divine.
I think all the trade scenarios, though, clearly involve that key defensive guy falling to the Browns being either Clowney or Mack.
I think the only way
those are the only two that anybody's going to be enticed enough to jump up for.
For who?
for either Mac or Clowney if they're there.
I think it's
got to
be Mac or Watkins. I think somebody could be enticed
for Watkins. I don't know about Watkins. I don't know if that's the guy somebody trades up for. I think
Mac for sure. Mac for sure would get Atlanta on the phone.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. But I think, again, then you got the Mike Evans conversation. If the worst scenario is that Watkins gets taken before you want that receiver, you're going to get a good one. I don't know.
Hope people think like Charles Davis does. Charles Davis thinks Watkins is worth trading the farm for. Doesn't think the same about Mike Evans. So hopefully people around the league think that way as well. And listen, if not, take Sammy Watkins. Who's going to cry about that?
Well, no, I wouldn't either. All right, let's thank some people. Charles Davis, NFL Network, for joining us. Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, and The Plain Dealer for joining us. And we want to thank our producer, Jason Gibbs.
The great Gibbs.
For keep making sure I didn't leave early. And we want to thank you for hanging out with us. Have a great weekend. Julian Gerard follows this show and enjoyed the whole week. We had a lot of spirited discussion. It's getting closer. The draft is next week. For Nathan Zagura, I'm Vic Carucci. This is Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
New
draft
York,
week
here we
next
come.
Week.
New York, here we come. The
night. The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.